I'd like to talk for a moment, if we might, about San Jose's place in the larger region. Some people feel that San Jose is actually underrepresented, despite population, in these regional bodies like the Transportation Commission and Association of Bay Area Governments and the rest. Tell our listeners your thoughts.
Oh, absolutely. I think San Jose could do more with that. And I think if we don't get what we want, then we don't participate. It's really simple. So, you know, if I'm going to be dictated by ABAG to build so many housing units while other cities get the jobs, that doesn't work for me. And I will no longer send them the money for my annual membership.
Have you been serving on any of the regional bodies?
A few, yes.
Such as
the one that you and I sit on, the Grand Boulevard Initiative.
Yeah, and just give our listeners the thumbnail on that one.
The thumbnail on it is that, you know, just like I was describing earlier about, you know, using density to build out certain parts of San Jose, whether it's Alameda or West San Carlos, that we were going to do the same thing with El Camino. That El Camino from South San Francisco to San Jose would actually become a very special place. That it was a road that was actually planned. So when you drive down it, you know you're somewhere unique. And it's really this combination of cities and agencies working together to make that happen. And again, it'll take a long time. And maybe someone's children will enjoy the final product. But I think we're moving in the right direction.